And now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday, the 14th of March. There are warnings of gales in Hebrides, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at 1800. Low 100 miles northeast of Iceland, 973, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Cirra. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers good, occasionally moderate. South at Cirra, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, showers good. Forties Cromarty 4th, west or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Cromarty. Showers good. Tyne Dogger, west or southwest, veering northwest for a time, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers, good. Fisher, German Bight, southwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less. Showers, good. Humber, Thames, Dover, west or southwest, veering northwest, 3 to 5. Showers, good. White, Portland, Plymouth, northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers, good. Biscay, northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole, west or northwest 4 to 6, showers, then occasional rain or drizzle. Good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, west or northwest, backing southwest later in Irish Sea, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Fastnet. Showers, good. Shannon, west or northwest, 4 to 6, backing southwest, 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Rockall, west, 4 to 6, backing southwest, 6 or 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Malin, Hebrides, northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Hebrides, backing west 4 to 6, then south or southwest 5 to 7 later. Showers, squally at first, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, west 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5, becoming cyclonic 6 or 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, squally at first, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, west or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, backing south or southwest later. Wintry showers, squally at first, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5, becoming easterly or southeasterly 5 to 7 later. Wintry showers, squally at times, good, occasionally moderate. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northwest 5, 16 miles, 995, rising. Stornoway, west 5, recent rain, 22 miles, 991, rising. Lerwick, west southwest 6, rain, 11 miles, 981, rising. Wick Automatic, west 5, 15 miles, 988, rising more slowly. Aberdeen, west by south 2, more than 38 miles, 991, rising. Lucas, west southwest 3, 27 miles, 993, rising more slowly. Boomer, west by south 4, 27 miles, 994, now falling. Bridlington, west by south 2, 996, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by north 5, 11 miles, 999. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west 5, 11 miles, 1000. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west northwest 4, 1000, rising slowly. Jersey, west northwest 4, rain, 15 miles, 1003, now rising. Scilly automatic. Northwest by west 5, 12 miles, 1004, now falling. Milford Haven, northwest 3, 22 miles, 1001, rising slowly. Aberporth, northwest 4, 22 miles, 1000, rising slowly. Valley, northwest by west 3, 12 miles, 999, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northwest 4, 998, rising slowly. Valentia, southeast by south 1, 12 miles, 1004, rising more slowly. Ronald's Way, west by north 4, 16 miles, 998, rising slowly. Malin Head, west by north 5, 11 miles, 997, rising slowly. Macrahanish automatic, west-northwest 4, recent rain, 6 miles, 996, rising slowly. Now, the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation. A showery westerly airflow will lie across the United Kingdom, strong at first in the north. Strong winds and further rain will return to northern and western waters from Saturday night, moving south and eastwards into Sunday, followed by further squally showers and with gales in the west. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West 5 to 7, backing southwest 4 to 6. Showers squally at first, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or northwest 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4, backing southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers later, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 3 or 4 later. Showers at first, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly, veering northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers mainly at first, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, decreasing 2 to 4, then becoming variable later. Mainly fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west or northwest 4 or 5, decreasing 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Westerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in west, decreasing 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest 3 to 5, decreasing 2 at times until later, backing west or southwest later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northwest 4 or 5, backing west 2 to 4, then southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest backing west, then southwest later 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate later. Isle of Man, west or northwest 4 or 5, backing west or southwest 3 or 4. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Northwesterly, backing westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly, backing westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first near Mull of Kintyre. Showers, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. northwesterly, backing westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 at first in north, decreasing 3 or 4 for a time later. Showers, squally at first in north, rain later. Good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West or northwest 5 to 7, backing southwest 4 to 6. Showers, squally at first, rain later. Good, occasionally moderate. And Shetland Isles, west 5 to 7, backing southwest 4 to 6. Showers, squally at first. Good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that brings us to the end of another day here on BBC Radio 4. In a few moments, we'll be joining the World Service. Thank you so much for listening with me tonight. I'm Amanda Litherland. I'm here at Broadcasting House in London. And I hope that wherever it is you are, the rest of your night is a very peaceful one. It's good night from me, or as we say on the Isle of Man, Evie.
Welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. I'm Charlotte Gallagher. As Donald Trump looks set to send thousands of Marines to the Middle East, he's asked, when will this war end?
How long now do you think the war is likely to last?
I can't tell you that. I mean, I have my own idea, but what good does it do? It'll be as long as it's necessary.
On the streets of Tehran, the view from the Iranian regime.
The problem with Trump is that he's not intelligent enough to understand that Iranians are a mature and strong and determined nation. The more pressure he exerts, the stronger our nation's willpower will become.
We'll get the latest from across the region also. An appeal to restore the resting place of the inventor of the saxophone. All that to come in the next 30 minutes. First, a news bulletin.
BBC News with Chris Barrow. President Donald Trump says the United States military has carried out strikes against military targets on Haag Island in the Gulf, which is Iran's main export terminal for oil. Writing on social media, he said he decided not to destroy the oil infrastructure on the island. Our diplomatic correspondent Paul Adams reports.
Posting in typically bombastic fashion on his Truth Social platform, Donald Trump said the US military had conducted what he called one of the most powerful bombing raids in the history of the Middle East. He said oil infrastructure had not been wiped out, but that if Iran or anyone else chose to interfere with the safe passage of ships through the Strait of Hormuz, this could change. There has been much speculation about whether US forces would, at some point, attempt to take over Haag Island, which, apart from choking off Iran's oil exports, could also provide a useful platform from which to carry out attacks against the mainland.
There are also reports the White House is preparing to send reinforcements.